From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Farmers and ranchers still have time to be counted in the 2022 Census of Agriculture, according to the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Although the deadline has just passed, NAS will continue to accept completed census questionnaires through the spring to ensure all farmers and ranchers take advantage of the opportunity to be represented in the widely used data. Farmers and ranchers are encouraged to complete their ag census online or by mail as soon as possible. The national average price for gas declined for the second straight week, dropping 7.3 cents from a week ago to $3.37 per gallon. That's up 10.9 cents from a month ago and 10.2 cents lower than a year ago. The national average diesel price fell 7.3 cents last week and stands at $4.52 per gallon. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says diesel prices likely have a long way to fall as inventories improve. The USDA announced new investments and strategies to help farmers and ranchers conserve water, address climate change, and build drought resilience in the West. The effort is through the Western Water and Working Lands Framework for Conservation Action to address water and land management challenges across 17 Western states. It includes guidelines for identifying vulnerable agricultural landscapes and 13 strategies to help state leaders, water resource managers, and producers respond to priority challenges. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.